Hey everyone, today I'm going to show you how to swap a steering shaft on a CJ. I've got this CJ5 here, but I think all CJs are the same. And the steering shaft is this thing right here. Let me get the light and show you what I'm talking about. These things wear out and your steering can feel like hell and you think it's everything else in the suspension, but in the steering system, but it's not. And you can, well, I don't know if you can see it, but there is, you see that? A ton of play there. So that's got to go because it's basically making the Jeep pretty scary to drive. So I ordered a new one. I think I got one, this one from Kaiser Jeep Willys or someplace like that. I'm no Jeep expert, but this is what it is, basically. Here is the part that's worn out, right here. And this new, they're so tight, you can't really even move them by hand. Very, very tough to move them. It's 33 inches long. And the end is, got a connection on it that goes into a joint. Like some kind of anti-vibration joint that's here. So the first thing you have to do is take the bolts off that secures this and secures the other end. And what they are is they have straps that go around and the bolt fits through here. And you just tighten it up and straps collapse this. This has teeth inside. This side goes against this teeth in the steering column. The other place goes against the teeth in the steering box. So one of the keys here is making it easy to get at the actual bolts. There's only two. But if you can't get at them, just turn the wheel. Turn the steering wheel. You see one of them's right here? So what I found easiest is turn it so that this one is straight up and down. And that means the one at the other end, at least on this Jeep, is also straight up and down. See that bolt there? Straight up and down. This is an 11/16 nut. The other side has no nut or anything. It must be pressed in or something because there's nothing there to hold it. Moving underneath, you can see the shaft goes down, down, down to the steering box. So underneath, same thing. Here's the steering box here. Hopefully you can see that all right. And here. Now I've already got the bolt out, but you can see that this is straight up and down as well. So it was pretty easy to get out. This was 9/16 on both sides. It was tight, but if it's straight up and down like this, you can get at it. Use an extension on your socket on this side and a wrench on the other side. Here's the connector that was in the package. This has a bunch of grease in it. This has a bunch of grease in it and allows the steering column a little bit of movement. I'm going to get this out and show you the next steps. I may have to pull the steering column backwards a bit. If so, I'll show you how to do that. Okay, so I have the shaft out. See this spline section there? And you see how it's got an indented side right here where the bolt goes. It only fits in one way. Yeah, and the same down at the box. You can't really see it from here, but it's the exact same thing. So in order to get it out, you have to take both bolts out, and then you do have to loosen the steering column up. It's not a big deal, nothing to be afraid of. Essentially, it's two bolts on the retaining clamp here. See those that go straight up and down? Take those out. Take the four screws out of this plastic piece here. so it can move with the column.
And then at the base of the column is this bracket here. Let's see if I can get you that. Yeah, right here. There's two bolts on each side. Take those out and then loosen the two retainer bolts. There's one here and there's one on the other side. Then the column will move very freely. You don't have to disconnect any wires or anything like that. And then with the column loose like that, you can pull the column back a bit and start to get the shaft out. Now the shaft is not going to want to come right out. This is what it looks like removed. And you can see these grooves in here fit over the end of the steering column. And what you have to do, what I had to do was stick a small screwdriver right in there. There'll be a little bit of gap there, and hammer it in. You won't be able to just pry. You got to hammer it in and it will push the column out. Now remember, you got to have the column loose inside the car and it will push it back. And then you put a larger screwdriver in and the same thing. And you just keep doing that and it will come out. Took about 15 minutes of that. Be careful of breaking something, but I didn't have any problem. Next, we're going to put the new one in, but before we put it in, we have to build this piece on the bottom. This is the bottom, and what this is like a coupler that allows some flexibility. And I'm going to build that. The new piece comes with a whole bunch of parts right here, but it isn't actually built. And you can see this is the piece. So this slides into a big contraption here that I have to build and figure out what goes where. There aren't any instructions in this kit, but I'll figure it out. One thing that's interesting I noticed with this kit is it does have the top clamp, but it does not have the bottom. So you got to save that bottom one off of there. Okay, on to the next. Well, this was fun, getting this boot with this tiny end over this shaft was not fun. I struggled with it for 10 minutes before I figured out a trick on how to do it. I'm going to demonstrate with the old boot. So the boot is rectangular in shape. It's not round. So what I did was, I took the end of the rectangular shape and hooked it over one of the studs that sticks out, and then just wrapped it around. And when it got to here, I used a small screwdriver and pulled it up. Be super careful that you don't tear it. That's the only way I could figure to get this thing in. I also heated it up a little bit with a heat gun. Don't know if that helped or not. Maybe it did. But it's on there, and it's on there super tight, which is great. I'm not even sure I need that clip. I'll put it on anyway, but it was a bear to get that clip out, and it's really damaged. So, you know, maybe not. We'll see. But so hook it on over here and come up and over. Use a little bit of grease. So I've got it together, partially anyway. That's what it looks like. Ran into a little bit of a problem here. These things just fit over these studs. Well, the bottom one fit just fine. The top one had a shoulder on it from bad manufacturing. So I had to file that off. And you got to be careful. You don't want to file too much. But I got that done. So now it's on to this clip. If you recall, when I took this thing apart, I didn't know what this clip was, this two-piece clip here. Well, I figured it out because it's not a two-piece clip. It's a one-piece clip. Just this, the one inside the Jeep was broken badly. And what this does is it fits underneath each of those two steel square things, and it keeps them up against the edge, so it keeps them tight, basically, against the edge of this case, so that the steering doesn't loosen up with time. Now I'm going to put this clip in, but I'm going to grease the crap out of this first. Once that's all done, this slides on like this. Again, remember to keep this side directly opposite from the opening on this side, which is here. This one. Face me, man, I'm tired. Sorry about the light here, it's just terrible. And it goes on like this, but it's got to be greased to death. And then you put the clip, this clip, inside of this edge to keep this rubber in place. So, on to the next step. Okay, it's in. Couple of tips. I used this strap, the old one from the Jeep. The new one just seemed too big and wouldn't work. So I ended up using the old strap. Down below, no problems there really, it was simple. Use the old strap as well because the piece didn't come with a new strap. You know, the biggest problem with this whole thing was putting it together, putting the bottom piece together. What a pain in the butt that was. But it's done, and now the steering, and that's it. That's the only free play I've got. Pretty much none. So I'm pretty happy. So now that everything's in, I'll rate this job as probably a medium. It's not really that hard. It's just time consuming. It's really not that difficult. I didn't need any special tools. It's mostly 11/16, 9/16, and 5/16 sockets does most of it. The column was no big deal, really. Oh, I got to put this plastic back in. I'll do that. It just took a while. It took me about 3.5 hours. I'm not the fastest guy at this stuff. Sometimes I spend more time looking for the tool I put down than doing the actual work, but that's what it took for me, 3.5 hours. If yours is really worn, and this is where it wears, right here, don't be afraid to change it. If it's not showing wear there, check the rest of the steering linkage first, because it's much more likely to be worn there. I had it in both places. I had this worn, and I had a couple of really shot ball tie rods. Okay, enjoy and good luck.